Our text for consideration this morning is from the epistle reading, which was read for you previously. Will you pray with me? We pray that we, the hearers of God's word, may be moved to grow in generosity through Paul's inspired encouragement and the example of the Macedonians. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Here's a good question for you. Is the government too generous with your money? I hear some chuckles, but all too often it's not real funny, is it? The question is asked by members of Congress who checked the federal budget. In 2013, for instance, the State Department spent $630,000 to attract followers to Facebook and Twitter. NASA budgeted $3 million to conduct annual week-long seminars to its employees on how Congress works. And the U.S. Army spent almost $300 million developing a mega blimp for surveillance in Afghanistan and then scrapped the aircraft. We get upset sometimes when we can't do anything about other people being overly generous with our hard-earned tax dollars. But we also find it hard to be generous with the money that we can control. A survey was taken at one church where they were asked to complete this statement: why I'm not generous. One person said, it's hard to be generous not having a job or the funds to contribute as I'd like to. Another wrote about having fear of not being able to survive on a fixed income. And a third admitted to being afraid that we won't have enough left to meet our bills and obligations. If you and I are not generous, we feel that we have our reasons, don't we? Yet we hear the apostle talk in our text about some poor Christians who pleaded for the privilege of being generous. Can we be like them? Let's look at three top reasons in our survey for why I'm not generous. Then we'll see how Jesus shows God's generosity and how God can power the generosity in us even in tough times, and how God exemplifies generosity. We need God's help to be generous. And let's consider three reasons we may not be generous. The first one is one we might not have thought about. We may be afraid to give too much. It's natural for us to want to take care of ourselves first. After all, Jesus says that you are to love your neighbor as you love yourself. We are raised to think that we should be financially independent. We assume that each of us, under normal circumstances, will earn enough money to take care of ourselves and our families. When we are watching every penny, as one person responded, it's hard to be generous knowing this means that there is less for ourselves or our family. Usually we're afraid that if we give too much, we won't have enough left for our needs. Secondly, we may think we can't give enough to make a difference. The needs around us just seem to be so great. What we share seems to be so small. We're not just talking about money, my friends. We're talking about giving our time or using our talents and our abilities. If you're like me, you get requests asking for generous gifts to everything from the local food bank to helping children overseas to a foundation working to wipe out some kind of killer disease. As one person said, we wonder whether what we give makes a difference for someone in need or if they ever see any of it. And thirdly, we feel, or we may feel, that our generosity could be abused. One person wrote that his or her generosity was refused. And that makes it tough to be generous again in that situation. I can remember one day I was walking into McDonald's and somehow I was moved to help this man that was dressed very shabbily, had 3 or 4 days beard, looked like he was tired. And I said to him, come on, my friend, I'll buy you lunch. And he turned to me and he says, I don't need your help. I don't want your help, so leave me alone. It startled me. And the next time something like that came up, I have to tell you, I questioned whether I should do it or not. Another noted that it's hard to be generous when you don't get a thank you in return. It's easy to stop sharing our resources with other people when we've seen our generosity misused or not appreciated. I don't know how many times I've heard in my ministry, we did all this for these people and never even got a thank you. And so the next time a chance for generosity came up, it was harder to get it approved. You may be thinking that each of these reasons not to be generous has some truth to it. And you'd be right. But that doesn't change the fact that we may let these reasons grow into excuses for not being generous at all. My friends, one of the devil's best tricks is to use half-truths to lead us to sin. And that often happens with money or other blessings with which we are to be generous. When you or I are not generous because of our selfishness, my friends, we sin. But as Paul pushes us today to consider our generosity, the apostle provides help for growing in a generous spirit. He points us to this fact. Paul says in verse 9, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, rich as he was, he made himself poor for our sake, in order to make you rich by means of his poverty. The apostle isn't talking about the fact that Jesus didn't have a lot of money or that he didn't own a home. Paul is talking about spiritual wealth. If sin is the spiritual debt we owe to God, then forgiveness earned for us by Jesus on the cross is the spiritual wealth by which he makes us rich. Paul says more about this in Romans 5, verse 8. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. We are each blessed by God's generosity in giving Jesus to die, even though we don't deserve it. That's why in John 3:16 says, God loved the world so much that he gave up Jesus. Then this generous God helps us to be generous. We can give out of caring. When we talk about generosity, we don't start with money. We start with what's in our heart, as was so wonderfully pointed out to us. True generosity starts with a caring heart. Paul says that those poverty-stricken Macedonians first gave themselves to the Lord, then they pleaded for the privilege of helping others. And my friends, when we first give ourselves to the Lord, we find it much easier to be generous. The English word generous comes from a French word meaning of noble birth. Our generosity comes because we are of noble birth spiritually. We are children of the King, sisters and brothers of the Prince of Peace. And so, we give out of what we have. Generosity isn't about the amount, but about our attitude. A while back, an offering envelope contained 12 quarters. An enclosed note read, "Sorry about all these quarters, but I didn't have any dollar bills. You see, my husband is just starting a new job. He's been out of work." The generous giver reminds us of what Paul says in verse 12. If you are eager to give, God will accept your gift on the basis of what you have to give, not on what you don't have. When we give generously, it doesn't matter how big or how little our gift is, especially as compared to what others give. We are generous because we care. We give out of what we have. As one person wrote, generosity is a gift from the heart. We can give to thank God. That's what the Macedonian Christians did. Paul writes in verse 2, in a severe test of affliction, their abundance of joy and their extreme poverty have overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part. My friends, you could put $1 million in the offering plate at this service, and if you are a billionaire, that might not be generous. It might just be leftovers. You also might give a check for $1 million, trying to buy God's forgiveness. That wouldn't be generosity either. Generosity comes from caring and trusting and thanking. For you see, as another person wrote, we cannot outgive God. Sometimes we think we have earned what we have, but we didn't. We're best blessed by God to bless others. When we were much younger, my wife worked as a waitress at a barbecue restaurant. She was a very good waitress, and she had a good clientele that would come in and ask for her all the time. And this one couple always asked for her, and she would always take their order, and then they would sit there with their adding machines and all their notes and paperwork and everything, and eat and go home. But one night they said, Jenny, we'd like to take you and your husband out for a nice dinner. And she said, well, that would be nice. So we went out to dinner, and after we had eaten, we found out the reason for the dinner. It was to let us know that just a short time before that, it had been proclaimed that they were now millionaires. And it was a celebration dinner. I said, boy, God has really blessed you. And the man almost came out of his chair. He said, let me tell you something. He says, I earned that money. He says, it was me that did the hard work. It was my wife that worked hard on the books. I never saw God lift a finger to help us. And it didn't take but a couple of minutes for me to realize that this man wasn't going to listen to anything at this moment. And so we left. My friends, we don't earn it. All that we have is a gift from God. So, when you and I give ourselves to God, as the Macedonians did, we are grateful for all He's done for us. We ask forgiveness for those times we're selfish instead of being generous. Then we seek to be generous with our loved ones, our church, those in need here and elsewhere. Generosity is about sharing with others as God has first shared with us. And that means sharing His word with them too. Helping the Lord to bring them to salvation. As one person wrote, generosity is about treasure, but also about our talents and our time. God always blesses us from the cross of Jesus so that we can be generous in some way to someone. So this week I'm going to give you an assignment. How long has it been since you've been given an assignment? This week I would like you to look for a way to give of yourself that doesn't involve money. Be generous so that others are blessed by your generosity. For Jesus' sake, amen. And now may the peace of God that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.